countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, that's a song which may be familiar to listeners of a certain generation as it was part of the Alive-O school curriculum. It means a lot to my next guest who, along with many people, welcomed the news that St. Bridget's Day is to be recognised as a bank holiday from next year. This will be the first Irish public holiday named after a woman, and it marks the halfway point between the winter solstice and the equinox, the beginning of spring and the Celtic New Year. Well, Shelley Mooney is an artist, historian and writer from Wexford, and through her many social media channels, she has been sharing her passion for ancient Irish history and, of course, St. Bridget. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. I hope you're well. There's a song that brings back a few memories.
And I'd say for a lot of people this morning. So how do you feel now about the announcement that St. Bridget's Day is going to be a permanent bank holiday?
I was just absolutely delighted when I heard the news, Damien. You know, this is something that I and so many others had been hoping for such a long time. And there are a lot of people who've been campaigning for literally years on it. So when it became a real possibility last year that it could potentially happen, everybody went into overdrive, you know, trying to raise awareness. And when it was finally announced then, it was just this huge celebration. And I think the timing of the announcement couldn't have been better either. You know, like right now we're beginning to reemerge from the restrictions and the pandemic, and in the same way nature will be re-emerging all over the countryside over the next few months in spring. So it's just wonderful and hopeful, and I really couldn't be happier about it.
And Shelley, why are you so interested and passionate about St. Bridget? How far back does it go?
I suppose it goes right back to childhood, you know. I've always been absolutely in love with the springtime, you know, and like as that the song that you played at the start, I'm sure there's a lot of people who remember that from their days in primary school. And I just think that, you know, the springtime in general is one of the most beautiful forms like of natural magic that we get to witness. And so we'd be learning about her in primary school at this time, all about her cloak and the other stories. And that song was on the Alive-O tapes, as you said. But Unlike the other Alive-O songs, this one was just so, I don't know, it was like mystical. You know, about Bridget calling in the spring, and it's very folksy and, you know, very trad. And to me, like in my childish brain at the time, I was, this was like getting to listen to Enya in class, you know. So I kind of got the feeling, even at that age, that there was, you know, maybe a bit more to Bridget than just being a saint, and that she was extremely connected, you know, to the land and culture here in Ireland in a way that even St. Patrick isn't, you know. So I loved the thought of that so much. It just became a lifelong mission to learn as much about her as I could.
And I think if you could change your name, you'd change it to Bridget. You almost did.
I took it as my confirmation name.
Well, that's as good. That's a good sign of your devotion. I mean, St. Bridget is somebody I kind of grew up with in the background as well, because I went to St. Bridget's National School, and my local GA club is St. Bridget's in Castleknock. So we always remember on St. Bridget's Day trying to make the cross out of rushes. Are you any good at that?
Well, I do my best, you know. I personally, when it comes around to Bridget's Day, I like to go out for a walk and, you know, gather up the rushes and sit at the table with a cup of tea and just have a chat and make a few of the crosses. But, you know, I think that that's going to be a question that'll be, I suppose, really key over the next few years, is how are we going to, you know, mark this occasion that, you know, will be going on from 2023. And I really think that the simpler we can keep the day, the better it'll be for us all. You know, there's no need, I think, to try and emulate, you know, the pageantry of St. Patrick's Day. We should really just try and keep it simple and authentic and, you know, as close to the kind of the values and the stories of the woman herself as we possibly can. You know, I think that will really, that'll be really the way forward for us over the next few years.
Yeah, I suppose St. Patrick's Day, unfortunately, has kind of become synonymous with everybody going mad on the lash.
Yeah.
So how do you think St. Bridget's Day should be into the future celebrated?
Yeah, so, you know, as I said, like, I think that, you know, keeping it simple and authentic and using it as a time to really think about what she stood for, you know. So there's a lot of different things and aspects of Irish life that St. Bridget stands for. So she's symbolic, as I said, you know, of much of what Irish culture itself has become these days. So we find this wonderful merging of the traditional Ireland that we all know and cherish, but also the caring, inclusive and like modern society that we're trying to become. So especially when it comes to issues like equality for women and solidarity on, you know, social issues like poverty and healthcare, there's this huge well of inspiration that we can draw from within Bridget, who herself was so bold and generous in the stories that we hear about her, you know?
Yeah. Like your passion is singing true on the radio this morning. And it also is very prominent in your artwork, your blogs, your TikTok videos. Tell me about the tradition that you have with the scarf.
Oh yeah, so that's another tradition that you know, goes back generations here in Ireland, and it's called it's a tradition that's called leaving out the brat breed the night before St. Bridget's Day. So right. On the eve of St. Bridget's Day, this is like a little scarf or a cloth that you'd leave outside overnight, and basically, you know, it's believed to charge up over the night, and for the rest of the year, then it's supposed to be a cure for migraines if you wrap it around your head.
So it's Child of Prague-esque.
Yes.
something along those lines. Well, listen,
exactly.
It's great talking to you. I think if they're going to have a parade, you can be the first patron of that parade, wherever it'll actually be, down in Wexford or in Dublin or wherever it'll be. But it's been lovely chatting to you, and I know you have a website, www.tales, T-A-L-E-S, so talesfromwood.ie. Have I got that right?
Talesfromthewood.ie, yep, and on Instagram as well.
All right, you're great. Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. That is Shelley there, who is in County Wexford. Shelley Mooney, who is an artist, historian and writer and passionate about St. Bridget and St. Bridget's Day, of course, next Tuesday, the last one that will not be a bank holiday.